Let's get a look at what's happening with news. Nathan Cones has your update from the news studio.
Thank you very much, John, and good morning, everyone. Authorities have positively identified the body recovered in Sac County on Wednesday afternoon as that of the missing trucker, 53-year-old David Schultz of Wall Lake. The Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner completed a preliminary autopsy on Thursday and was able to confirm his identity through dental records. Schultz was found in a farm field in the 1900 block of Union Avenue, roughly a mile and a half away from the intersection where his truck was located shortly after he was reported missing back in November of 2023. An extensive search was conducted of the areas believed to be his last known location, with them finding no clues or evidence of his whereabouts. Initial autopsy reports show no signs of trauma or serious injury occurred, and further autopsy test results are still pending. Schultz's wife, Sarah Schultz, believes foul play had to be the cause of her husband's death, but authorities do not believe that is the case. So again, more questions than answers as of right now. We'll be covering that story further once that full autopsy report is available. Looking elsewhere, the Carroll City Council has scheduled a public hearing for the proposed sale of city-owned property for its May 13th meeting. The lot in question sits east of the Adams Elementary School at 1114 North Main Street. According to City Manager Aaron Koiker, the city purchased the property on a foreclosure sale and put it out to bid for potential developers.
On Friday, we received sealed bids for the purchase of this property, or they were received at 3 p.m. on April 19th. The city only received one bid from PKDW LLC. Their bid amount to purchase the property is $12,500, and they are proposing to build a multifamily housing unit on that property. Units will be rented or sold as affordable housing. Demolition on the property would take place immediately upon signing over the deed.
Koiker adds that the city has no substantial interest in continued ownership of the lot, and the home that sits there has been a nuisance for many years. However, he says the council can't just offload the property, and they must follow proper procedure.
We can't approve the bid until we go through the public hearing, so we need to approve the resolution setting a public hearing for May 13th on the proposed sale of city interest in 1114 North Main Street.
The council voted 5-0 to set the public hearing for the May 13th meeting. Ward 3 Councilman Kyle Bauer recused himself from voting on that issue due to his business connections to PKDW LLC. So again, public hearing set for May 13th on that public sale of city-owned property. The Iowa Court of Appeals has denied a request for post-conviction relief from a Carroll man sentenced up to 25 years in prison on child sexual abuse charges. 80-year-old Raymond John Miller pled guilty to a single Class C felony charge after a Carroll Police Department investigation found he had sexual contact with multiple juvenile victims from 2007 to 2015. Miller filed his notice of intent to appeal a Carroll County District Court denial of his initial relief request in September of 2023 on claims of deception, ineffective assistance of counsel, and mental and physical disabilities due to his age. The appellate judges ruled Miller failed to prove any failure or wrongdoing by his attorney and did not provide evidence suggesting his mental, physical, or emotional well-being prevented him from understanding the consequences of his guilty plea. The appeals process may not be over, however, as Miller could petition the Iowa Supreme Court to take up his post-conviction relief request, although that is unlikely. Miller remains out of custody due to his medical hardships. And this weekend marks the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. On Saturday, participating law enforcement agencies, pharmacies, medical centers, and more will host in-person events for Iowans to bring back any unused or expired painkillers or other drugs. Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy Bureau Chief Susie Scherer says, "I encourage all Iowans to include their medicine cabinets in their spring cleaning routines. Properly disposing of unused medication can help prevent drug diversion, misuse, and overdose. Each of us can make a difference in this effort." Most forms of medicine can be taken to the take-back events, but syringes, inhalers, and aerosols will not be accepted. Participants are asked to remove medications from the original containers and place them into a clear, sealed plastic bag. If that's not possible, items can be left in their sealed original packaging. Any liquid should be in a tightly sealed, secure container. A list of the 400-plus drop-off sites in Iowa can be found using the link included with this story on our website. And just a quick note, there are quite a few drop-off locations that are available year-round throughout the area. Usually they're in converted mailbox-looking items where you can drop those off. There's one at the Carroll County Courthouse. And that map I mentioned a moment ago does show those permanent locations also. But that is going to be wrapping up your KCIM 7 o'clock news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
So Cooper DeJean did not get drafted last night in the first round. That shock you?
I mean, yes and no. I did think he would go. So yes, I would say that went against my expectations on that. But you mentioned it last hour, and it's something that I didn't really think of on the spot. But I think that that late season injury maybe just put a enough of a question mark that a team thinks, what if that's the one that just makes him not the guy? You know, had that happened earlier in the season, had he come back and, you know, played like DeJean plays, I think he would have gone first round. But just the timing of it, I think, hurt him a little bit.
From all the experts that I heard, they were thinking, you know, anywhere between 25 and like 30, 32. So it was going to be late end of the first round anyway. So the fact that he's fallen out shouldn't shock anybody. I mean, he's just fallen a couple of spots. I'm sure we're going to hear his name early today in all of that. But it's just a matter of where he goes. So I know my Vikings don't have a pick, so that's blown. But we did get our quarterback last night. So. Oh,
but man, in recent years, teams, as you were kind of joking about the Bears, how they're going to screw it up. Mm-hmm. But when it goes, and I don't think they did picking Williams, but
they'll find a way. Trust me.
There's so much pressure now because so many teams like have absolutely just botched their first pick.
Oh yeah,
or they've had a first pick not play out as they thought they would. You know, some star athlete they thought, oh yeah, obvious first pick, so on and so forth, and just fizzles out in their first season. All that kind of stuff. There's so much pressure on there. There's one guy in the back of the room like, yeah, but he got hurt. Mm-hmm. But remember that time he got hurt?
Yep.
You know, that's how I imagine that played out. But again, pull up some video of Cooper DeJean playing some high school ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to let that one go.
It's just he's an incredible athlete, and he will go early today in that draft. So, all right, check out the news available at 1380kcim.com. The weather forecast, of course, the Brinks Exteriors radar, it's all available right there. And speaking of the rain, we'll talk weather next.